let's start with a quick potted history of your time at Matrik and what you've seen in that time frame in terms of EMS.
Well, I started back in 1993. Actually, the first time I became acquainted with Matrik was 1992. Bought the company from the founders, and that was in 1993 in November, so it's been almost 30 years. And during those 30 years, we have changed locations, moved to our current location, and gone through three additions. Well, new construction and then three additions on top of that. And we're about 80,000 feet. And at the time, our 30 years ago, our assembly processes were humble.
Yeah.
And they're much more sophisticated now. Much more complicated, more parts. The majority of the things we place are surface mount. And at the time, we did not have any surface mount equipment until we moved to our current location in, I believe it was 1995, when we purchased our first small surface mount machine. Now we have six lines, and we are trying to automate as much as possible for a number of reasons, including the availability of labor.
Yeah.
And we're using Ko-Young equipment on all of our service mount placement lines in three locations. Solder paste inspection, pre-reflow and post-reflow. Yeah. And they are all networked together, and we have actually one person monitoring all the production coming off all the machines at one location.
Yeah.
And it's helped us immensely in making sure that the products that we're producing are meeting the specifications and standards. And there's no way we could do what we're doing now back the way we used to produce things, even in 1995 when we moved to this location. It was just not possible. And the automation and the inspection capabilities are critical to our operation.
Yeah, and critical to that expansion as well. And the industry's changed so much in those 30 years. But in the last 5 years, it's just been one disruption after another. We had a trade war with China. We had a pandemic, which was an incredible challenge to manage. And most recently, we've had component shortages. Tell me a bit about that most recent.
Well, the last 3 years, I would say, with the advent of the COVID pandemic, have been, I think the best word that describes it, bizarre. And it caused us to do things that I never in my mind dreamed we would have to do or would be able to do. And actually, I mean, some of the good things that have come out of it, technologies for remote meetings and gathering people together have become more sophisticated in ways that I couldn't imagine even 2 or 3 years ago. The supply chain issues continue. I think they will continue for a number of reasons. Some are driven by demand and technology, and some may be driven by either geopolitical issues or concerns for geopolitical issues. And we're seeing that right now with new opportunities new clients, I expect that will continue because people are looking to mitigate risk.
Yeah.
They just cannot afford to have risk exposure in some of the areas that we might have in the past overlooked.
Yeah, and I think it's fascinating. And when I look at that geopolitics and maybe that driving a trend towards regionalization, that just feels like a better way to do manufacturing, to have shorter supply chains, to have stuff manufactured in the region it's designed, in the region it's consumed. It kind of makes sense, but it creates an exciting opportunity for companies like yourselves.
Oh, we're seeing a lot of opportunities, and actually, as we speak, we're considering more manufacturing space, capabilities, and I think the biggest threat that we have right now and continued organic growth is labor availability. And the way we see around that is further automation. We have to, because otherwise we're not going to be able to do what we need to get done.
Yeah, and that gives you the opportunity to grow the business with the number of staff you've got here, but also to upskill those staff and give them greater opportunities.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we've hired a lot of people at entry-level positions, and they have grown throughout the years working here at Matrix, and we have a tuition assistance program. So if they want to further their education, they're able to do that at any level, including an undergraduate degree, a graduate degree, master's, or I think the most significant degree someone took advantage of was an MBA. With the advent of automation and new technologies, the type of people that we are going to need are going to need to be more sophisticated.
Yeah, and that's a great opportunity for everybody that's currently involved in the business. I think what's fascinating is you started here in a school and you're still taking education very, very seriously as the business goes forward.
Yeah, no, we acquired a grade school that was in disrepair and forgotten, and that built during the baby boom years, and we were able to rehabilitate it. And the school itself serves as our administrative offices, and we've built on the back of the school our manufacturing space, and we're here on 25 acres, so we have quite a room to grow, and it's worked very nicely for us. And we're a little bit hard to find here in the deep in the wood of Western Pennsylvania, but we've continually grown. We're in a strong financial position. We own all our own equipment. We have very little debt, and we're continuing to look for new opportunities.
Yeah, no, you're in a beautiful location. You have a very impressive factory floor, and you have a good business. So congratulations on that. Continued success, and thanks for talking to me.
Well, thank you.